Today is Monday, December 23rd. What to know today about just-released emails from the Pentagon, a busy weekend for travel, and a first for an iconic cathedral. Plus, Boeing's flawed test flight, who just banned the app TikTok, and a last-minute gift many Americans say they actually want. Welcome, welcome to The Newsworthy. All the day's news in less than 10 minutes. Fast, fair, fun, and on the go. I'm Erica Mandy. Thanks so much for being here. You ready? Let's do this. Congress is still on a holiday break through early January, but new opinions and new information are still coming in surrounding the impeachment case against President Trump. For one, a nonprofit news organization called the Center for Public Integrity got a hold of some internal documents from the Pentagon through a court order. They show the White House ordered a freeze on the millions of dollars in military aid to Ukraine within just 2 hours of President Trump's controversial phone call with Ukraine's president. Remember, that call happened back in July. It's when we know Trump asked Ukraine's president for a favor and mentioned the investigation into his political rivals. It's part of the reason President Trump got impeached last week. Well, the new emails show Trump had become personally interested in the military aid to Ukraine, sent the order to freeze the money quickly after that call, and the Trump administration wanted to keep it all quiet. Keep in mind, a bunch of what's in those emails was actually blacked out before they were released. But there's enough information in them that Democrats will likely add these emails to their argument that Trump pressured Ukraine for his own political gain. So far, the White House has not commented. But President Trump and other Republicans have previously said he withheld the money over concerns about corruption in Ukraine overall, not for his own interest. Also of note, there's a lot of back and forth about a new opinion piece in a top Christian magazine. The editor-in-chief wrote a message to other evangelical Christians saying it's time they evaluate President Trump's immoral behavior, calling for Trump to be removed from office, whether through impeachment or the next election. It's a big deal because of the popularity of that magazine, Christianity Today, among President Trump's supporters. But yesterday, the AP reports, a group of evangelicals wrote an open letter to the magazine criticizing that editorial, saying it questions the integrity of not just the president, but the millions of believers who support him. And finally, there's still no word on when the Senate trial is expected to start. Stay tuned. Some sad news out of Chicago. 13 people, including a teenager, were hurt in a shooting at a house party yesterday. The AP reports the party was meant to remember and honor a man who had died earlier this year. Instead, it turned into more tragedy. Police say it looked like the suspects were shooting randomly. At this point, one person has been arrested. While it happened during what has been another violent weekend in Chicago, and the city does still have more violent crime than other big cities, there's at least a bright spot. The AP reports Chicago is actually expected to end the year with a significant drop in the number of shootings and homicides for the third year in a row. It was a busy weekend for travel, as more Americans than ever are expected to fly, drive, or take the train throughout the holiday season. But some regions have already dealt with travel problems, from winter weather to flight delays and cancellations. In Virginia, more than 50 people were hurt in a massive pileup on an interstate, including nearly 70 cars. The Weather Channel says there was ice on the road and heavy fog at the time of the pileup. Injuries range from minor to life-threatening. Heavy rain and flooding could cause problems in the southeast through today. And in the northwest, it's already been an issue. In parts of Washington and Oregon, record rainfall and flooding led to roads closed, power outages, and the train service shut down. Also, the Seattle Times says an unexpected shortage of baggage handlers for Alaska Airlines led to delays and hours-long waits on the tarmac, impacting thousands of travelers. And actually, in Alaska, a different, much smaller airline dealt with what's being called a malicious cyber attack. USA Today reports the airline flies between remote areas of Alaska, serving more than 100 communities that cannot be accessed any other way. The flight cancellations impacted a few hundred people, and the airline had to disconnect its computer systems because of it. Apparently now, flights are starting to get back to normal. Of course, with so many people traveling this holiday season, plenty of other flights, road trips, and train rides went smoothly. For the first time in two centuries, there will not be a Christmas service at Notre Dame Cathedral in Paris, France. Remember, the historic cathedral caught fire earlier this year, and it almost destroyed it. Now repairs are still underway. So the BBC reports Midnight Mass has been moved to a nearby church, and it will mark the first time since 1803 that Notre Dame hasn't had a Christmas service. Yes, it was even open during both World Wars. There's still no official cause for the devastating fire back in April, but investigators say a cigarette or an electrical short could be to blame. More than $1 billion have been pledged to help reconstruct the iconic building. The French president has promised it could be ready in 5 years, but some experts say it could be more like a decade. All right, we have more news ahead, but first, let's take a quick break to thank today's sponsor, Ancestry. Every family has a story, and Ancestry DNA can provide historical details that bring them to life. That's why it can be a meaningful gift to connect families over the holidays. Ancestry DNA allows you to trace the paths of your recent ancestors and learn how and why your family moved from place to place around the world. Only Ancestry DNA uses the world's largest family history databases to give a deeper and more detailed DNA story. When I shared the results I got with my family, it definitely got us talking. We all learned something new by the end, but then my mom even started sharing other family stories I had never heard before. So if you're interested, right now you can save big on Ancestry DNA with special holiday pricing and spark those meaningful conversations around the holiday dinner table. Give the gift that can unwrap their history. Head to my URL at ancestry.com/newsworthy to get your Ancestry DNA kit on sale today. That's ancestry.com/newsworthy. Now, back to the news. Boeing had a big test flight planned for this weekend, but things didn't go quite as well as they had hoped. The Starliner capsule launched Friday, and it was supposed to fly to the International Space Station, dock, deliver supplies, then come back to Earth. Well, it never docked at the space station. CNBC says there was a problem with the internal clock, so it had to land early. It did land safely. No one was on board, but the Starliner was built to carry 5 people. So the test flight was supposed to show NASA that the capsule can safely take astronauts to space. Even though it wasn't completely successful, NASA says early results show astronauts should have a smooth ride when taking Starliner. If the flight went as planned, USA Today reports NASA astronauts were scheduled to fly on the spacecraft early next year. Now it could get pushed back a bit. The U.S. Navy has banned the popular social media app TikTok from government-issued smartphones. The Navy says the video app, which is popular among teenagers, could be a cybersecurity threat, at least to the government. Reuters reports the Navy would not say exactly why it's banning TikTok from its phones, but the U.S. government has opened a national security review of TikTok's parent company, China-based ByteDance. TikTok hasn't commented about this, but the company has said before it runs on U.S. rules. Also, Google and Apple have banned a completely different app that has nothing to do with TikTok, but it is known as TOTOK, or TOTOK, T-O-T-O-K. It's said to be a messaging app, and it appears to have millions of downloads around the world. But here's the thing. The New York Times reports it was actually built to spy. The government of the United Arab Emirates allegedly uses it to track locations and even conversations. So Wired Magazine says if you have it, install it from your phone right away. If you don't have TOTOK or TOTOK, no need to worry. It's already been removed from Google and Apple's app stores. Apple is reportedly building its own wireless technology that would beam internet right to our phones using satellites. So we'd basically be able to get the internet without wireless carriers like Verizon and AT&T. To be clear, there are a lot of unknowns about this. We don't know yet if Apple would be building its own satellites or using its own tech to connect with other satellites, or even if this will work out at all. But sources have told Bloomberg Apple is adding team members to this project and the new tech could be up and running within 5 years. The Verge says it could potentially help improve Apple's mapping services and boost mobile reception. Of course, other companies are doing something similar. Both SpaceX and Amazon, for example, are working on their own satellites to provide internet coverage around the world and have already started launching them into orbit. Despite some mixed reviews before the movie came out, Star Wars: The Rise of Skywalker soared to the top of the box office. Variety says the final installment of the Star Wars saga brought in $176 million in the U.S. That's one of the biggest debuts of 2019. Still, it did not come close to beating the other two movies in the trilogy. The Force Awakens and The Last Jedi both made more than $220 million in their opening weekends. Today marks the first full day of Hanukkah. The 8-day Jewish Festival of Light started at sundown last night. Jewish families will light a candle on the menorah on each of the holiday's 8 nights. The menorah has 9 candles, since one is used to light the others. Families also eat traditional foods like latkes, play with dreidels, and give gifts. Hanukkah ends at sundown on December 30th. Of course, we'll talk more tomorrow about Christmas and Kwanzaa. And that's it for the main news today, but it's now time for Money Monday, where we talk about one interesting money-related news story you should know. And today we're talking about a last-minute holiday gift that is simply money. No, it might not be quite as fun to unwrap, but a recent study by Mint.com found a lot of Americans, 61% of respondents, would actually prefer either cash or a gift card compared to a traditional gift. Though they were definitely more hesitant to give cash. CNBC talked to experts who say we shouldn't be afraid of giving or getting money, since remember, it's something that can keep giving. Whether it's invested or put into a savings account, the amount can grow. Experts say it's especially a good way to start teaching kids about money, give them a savings account, and talk about how it all works. All right, thank you so much for listening today. As always, you can read more about any of the news stories we mentioned today in your podcast app or go to thenewsworthy.com/shownotes. The Newsworthy is ready for you to listen every weekday by 4 in the morning. I'll be back with more news tomorrow. Have a great day.